We've caught up with Sarah Wheelwright, who is going to be participating in the Sanctum Survivor 36 Hours Living Homeless on the Streets of Saskatoon, May 25th and 26th. Sarah, joining us, and talk a little bit about why you got involved, because I know you personally know people who have done this in the past. Was it some of the insight they provided, or what are you looking to bring to the table?
In the past, I've kind of watched other people have done this and been so impressed with what they've done. And I felt that I had something to add. I've got a lot of social reach and just spent a lot of years building that up. And the feedback that I've got from friends and people in my circle and a lot of people is that they haven't heard of this before. So we're reaching a new audience. And I think that's really the key to change, is more people knowing about what Sanctum do, why they need to kind of take notice and look at the stuff that's going on in our city and our province. And hopefully I can just shine a light in this area and bring kind of my tribe to the table, I guess.
So what do you think you're going to learn in this?
Of course, this is just 36 hours. I mean, a lot of our provinces, you know, most vulnerable citizens are literally living this as their life every day and struggling not to thrive, but just to survive. I'm worried. I'm worried about where I'm going to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night if I have to sleep on the streets. I'm worried about, what my situation and my scenario is going to be, because it's uncertain. So there's going to be a fight or flight feeling about arriving at Sanctum at 6 o'clock on Thursday morning and not knowing who I'm going to be partnered with, what my situation is going to be. Am I going to be disabled? Am I going to have mental health issues? Am I going to be pregnant? Am I going to have AIDS? You know, all of these things that are the unknown. But again, this is the washing machine of life that these people, these humans are facing every day.
That's amazing that you're stepping up to try this out. Is there anything in particular you're looking to kind of take away from this?
Number one, money talks, and I'm trying to raise, as are all of the other nine other people competing in this, I guess, or stepping up to do this, to raise $20,000 for Sanctum to help with their amazing programs. I'm all in. I'm trying to get as many people involved as I can to just, kind of shine a light on what's going on. And hopefully it doesn't just end after those 36 hours. You know, it's something that will remain in people's heads. And Sanctum will get, additional help in the great work that they're doing on an ongoing basis. And I know I will be there.
Okay. If you want to follow Sarah Wheelwright or you want to support her, give us all the details on how we can follow you or if we want to step up and support.
You bet. I mean, anything is appreciated when it comes to donations. You can find all of the people, myself and the other nine people that are involved on sanctumcaregroup.com. From there, you can donate. You will get a tax receipt through Canada Helps. I've got a bit of a program here where I'm kind of selling numbers. I've got 23 left at $150 each, and I've got prizes from clients and friends that basically to sweeten the pot. But essentially, it's all a win-win. So go to sanctumcaregroup.com. On the actual day, you can follow Trusted Sarah on Instagram and Facebook. You can also see on Trusted Saskatoon and Trusted Marketing Services on Twitter as well, as I'll be documenting the journey as it happens, and things that will go right and things that will probably go wrong.
Well, we look forward to it, and good luck and good on you for stepping up. Sarah Wheelwright is going to be participating in Sanctum Survivor 36 Hours Living Homeless on the Streets of Saskatoon, May 25th and 26th. Good luck, Sarah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your support.